Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
This is Clark and the Coach, presented by Advanced Roofing Technologies, with Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. Welcome to Clark and the Coach. Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick with you on 420 Day. Bruce, how are you, my friend?
Doing good, Clark. You know, I'm still trying to analyze that pitching duel we witnessed yesterday.
In life, a lot of times, you don't get what you think you're going to get, but still.
Great game.
I mean, two terrific teams. We'll see. We're talking about Eaton and Sterling here. Was on NoCo Now with Tanner Schwint talking about who there are the teams to beat. Ken Bone jumped in with a text that said, the best offensive team, the best hitting team. Don't disagree.
No, Ken's right on that one,
no,
I think.
I completely agree.
You know, Sterling's solid, but what let Sterling down the most? Their defense.
Absolutely. Yep, no question about it yesterday.
Not near the quality outfield as Eaton has.
Yep.
Infield is not quite as sharp.
Yep. I completely agree with that. And so.
Hitting but fairly equal.
Yeah. And I still, it was a 9-8 game. I mean, they'll go to Sterling, the Reds will, on Thursday. And you'll get Mitch Haythorn and probably Noah Soper for Sterling. So we'll see. My guess is that's going to be a game that, I think this was a little bit of an outlier. Tate Smith, and we're going to have Tate Smith on the program today in the second half of the program. Junior out at Eaton. He was the starting pitcher yesterday. We're also going to have Ryder True, who had just continues to have a great year, a right fielder for the Reds. He was our Norfolk.
He's knocking the cover off.
Yeah, he is. He was our Norfolk Iron and Metal Player of the Game. And so we'll talk to both of those kids. Tate, I want to ask simply about. This is a great. We were going to have Tate on after the Rez game because he, 3-hit, 13 strikeout performance against Rez on the dime. I wanted him to juxtapose a day like that where you've got everything going for you versus a day where you have to grind, where you don't have your best stuff. Tate, 5 innings, 9 hits yesterday, 8 earned runs. That's not a Tate Smith day. So where does he go on days like that when he knows he doesn't have his A stuff? Is it a mental thing for him? Does he have to just stop thinking? Does he have to bear down and go to thought? A lot of pitchers have different ways of coming out of that funk in a game or just getting through and keeping their team in the game when they don't have their A stuff. So, we'll find out. We'll talk to,
those are great questions.
Yeah. But as we said, I still think you look at the Patriot League and you look at University, Eaton, and Sterling. You can't throw Sterling out of there. It's one game, a one-run game. They're right there. And then Brush, I just wouldn't surprise me, Bruce, to see Brush do better in the playoffs. You know, they're getting beat this year by some of the teams. Their pitching staff's not what I thought it was going to be. So we'll see what the Beat Diggers do, but Beat Diggers played University yesterday, two top home run hitting teams in the state, both 12, as you had talked about on our broadcast yesterday, and both teams with 12. University won the game 4-2. The two runs for Brush, home runs. Hinojosa, and guess who? Braxton Shelton.
Hit
his sixth of the year yesterday.
Already. Wow. Him and C.J. Crone.
How about that? Six.
With the Rockies, man.
They're yelling Shelton and Crone all the way to the bus out here. Yeah. That is, speaking of CJ Crone, thank you. I was going to have to send him a bill because I had a couple bucks on the Rockies last night, and CJ knocked it out of the park, saved the day again, and the Rockies going to what a start that guy's had. He's hitting over 300.
I'll tell you what, he went down and got that one, too.
Boy, he sure did.
That was not a bad pitch.
Sure.
That was knee-high, maybe even a little lower, and he just went in a 2-2 count, I believe, and he went down and he just drilled it to left field.
All right. Also on the program today, second segment, you've done a lot of work on this, too. Got a big list of former Colorado high school players. These are all players that were born in Colorado.
Born in Colorado.
And have gone on to the majors.
And played high school ball in Colorado. And, you know, texters out there.
Absolutely.
Text us if you know of any high school players that have gone on, and even if they just had a cup of coffee in the major leagues. Our list is fairly long, but I'm sure we've possibly overlook someone that maybe wasn't born in Colorado but played their high school career in Colorado?
We have missed stuff once in a while. Yes, we make a mistake once in a while. But, yeah, that's a great point. Text in on the Mosier Funeral text line. Mosier Funeral Service, the only family-owned funeral service in northern Colorado now. I mean, it's the Mosier family helping your family through a rough time. Bruce, hit that Mosier Funeral text line.
Yeah, text us at 888-530-0043.
All right, we are coming to you live from the Allo Communications Studios. Want to thank Brad Evans, his great staff at Advanced Roofing Technologies. They're a headline sponsor, and they'll knock it out of the park for you, just like they did for Bruce. Talk about these guys every day. 30 years in business out here in northern Colorado. They've done work out at RCS, at Resurrection Christian Schools, at the New Eden High School. They're knocking it out of the park. So they're northern Colorado folks, and this is an industry where there's so many fly-by-night businesses, too. You get the hail, you know, get those winds, whatever, and people come from the rooftops to try to get your money and to go with an integrity-based local company. Advanced Roofing Technology is going to get it done on time, on budget. Brad Evans and his staff out there, give them a call today, 970-663-0203. All right, let's get to the scoreboard first. Second segment, we'll get to the former high school players out here that have made it to the majors. Bruce has that big list. Then, back half of the show, Ryder True and Tate Smith, Reds Juniors, going to jump on the program. Don't forget, tomorrow, 3:30, Wiggins and DCA. We'll actually be on the air with 3 o'clock with the Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine pregame show as we get some Mile High, a little 1A action tomorrow. And then also today, don't forget, when we're done right here, Rich Eisen from noon to 12:30, Brady and Tanner are on their way to Coors Field today, 12:30, Rockies baseball. We'll get Jerry Schimmel and Jack Corrigan at 12:30 with the pregame show, and then the Rockies. So I played the Rockies last night, Coach. Do I come back with them today?
Sweep at Coors today.
Sweep at Coors. I like it against the Phillies.
Marquez going.
All right.
Herman.
Herman. Let's get a win for the big man. I think Marquez has been the most consistent pitcher the Rockies have had the last, 3 years now or so?
Oh, yeah. He's been really a guy that goes in and throws a lot of strikes. Like all pitchers, he's had his, down days.
Sure.
And certain teams, just hit the ball pitchers.
Yep.
His has been the Cubs, and he didn't have a great outing last week against the Cubs. But I look for him to bounce back and have a great performance today at Coors Field.
Yeah, very interesting to look at Major League pitchers I look how they've done in their career against the team, how they've done the last 3 starts or so against the team they're playing. It's amazing how many trends there are of pitchers that pitch well against certain teams in certain ballparks. You got to know that stuff. To get to your winners. All right, let's get to high school baseball. Yesterday, of course, our game 9-8. Reds in a walk-off get the win. Jared McCormick, the senior that we talk about all these Reds. Don't talk a ton about Jared, but man, he was consistent last year for the Reds. I think he's hitting .500 right now for the Reds. When he gets his opportunities, he makes the most of them, the lefty does. And yesterday, rammed a single into past the first baseman. And You've got Lucas Stone, the younger of the Stone brothers, Jaden's younger brother, who's a sophomore, running as a courtesy runner at first base with the winning run. And even if the ball is fielded cleanly by the right fielder of Brush, Jake Gordon out there, he's going to get to third with one out. So the likelihood is Reds are probably going to win that anyway, but the right fielder for Sterling Gordon comes up a bit empty, reaching for the ball. It goes to the fence, and Lucas Stone comes barreling around third with our Journey Homes play of the game and scores the winning run for the Reds. So 9-8, we thought it might be 2-1, Bruce, but 9-8 works just as
9-8,
well.
9-8, same differential. But Jared McCormick, what he did yesterday as well, Clark, he started 2 rallies.
That's right. That's exactly right.
in the number eight spot.
Yep, yep,
you bet. Know, and he started two rallies, two different innings, yep. And a key factor in yesterday's win over Sterling.
Yeah, we talk about teams that have great bottom, great lineups, which means, and they go all the way through to the nine hitter. And if you can, those eight and nine guys are getting on and turning it over to the guys at the top, you know that you're going to have success. All right, through the scoreboard real quick, Mile High yesterday, Dayspring Christian, we'll have them tomorrow on the air, as we said, at 3 o'clock. They took on a good Dawson School team. 9-4 for the Eagles coming in. They moved to 10-4 with a 4-3 win yesterday. Logan Van Eideking got the win. He's a freshman. Mark Welsh has got some young kids out there, too. Three or four freshmen, a couple of sophomores. So certainly DCA going to get better as we go. Six innings, three hits, two earned runs for Van Eideking on the hill there. Got him against Wiggins tomorrow, 3 o'clock. Our proactive physical therapy sports medicine pregame show. Patriot League talked about the Reds already. We'll talk with a couple of Reds juniors, Ryder True, Tate Smith, second half of the show here. Let's see. University, we talked about that. 4-2, they get the win against Brush. Logan Getting gets the win on the hill. Seven innings, four hits, two earned runs, and nine Ks for Getting, who's having a good year at the plate, too. And Brush does what they do, get their two runs by homers.
That's right, Clark. And
14 of them now for the team.
Brush isn't maybe playing as well as we expected, but if you look at their scores, they're losing close games.
Sure.
And if they turn that around by playoff time, they're going to be a really tough out for anybody who draws them.
Completely agree with you. I wouldn't want to. That's the dangerous team for me. Of course, I picked them to win the conference. They're not going to do that. But they could wake up. They could come alive at a wrong time for other teams. They're good enough to go deep in this tournament.
And their pitching is good. It hasn't been great,
yep.
But it's been very solid. And now all of a sudden you get a pitcher. It's kind of like in hockey. You get a hot goalie.
You got to stick with them.
If
yep.
their
yep.
pitchers get hot at the end of the year,
look out.
They're really going to be a tough team.
Resurrection Christian, number 12 in the state. They went to Platte Valley in Kersey yesterday. They beat the Broncos 8-6. Guess who? If I had to give you a name under the Cougars who had a big game, could it be Mr. Evans again?
That would be Carter Evans for me. That would be my guess. Best player on the Res team.
Yeah, junior.
Nugget. And Luke Ruby.
Of course. Carter Evans, the junior, though, he hit his second home run of the year yesterday. Three RBIs. He's now got 16 ribbies on the year for a terrific shortstop for Res. So, nice one there. Brady Flood, the senior, got the win on the hill for Resurrection Christian. Liberty Common Estes Park, we didn't get scores in there. That was a doubleheader. They might have postponed that. Long's Peak, there were a bunch yesterday. Mountain View tops Riverdale Ridge. So Brian Smella's team, who has great program history, they get the win against a number 10 Riverdale Ridge senior. Logan Nicholson got the win, also drove in a couple of runs. So it's a good one for Mountain View. This Long's Peak, Bruce, just look at the teams that are 500. There's seven teams right now that are 500 or better.
There's a lot of balance in that league,
wow.
And that's just going to be just a great toward the end of
no
the league
kidding.
Season and early into the playoffs.
Talk about all the teams just kind of being in the mix for that. Seven, eight teams that could still conceivably win this conference. Northridge had won four in a row. Well, not anymore. They got beat yesterday. Niwot beat them 8-7. Just six hits for the Grizz. Snapped the four-game winning streak. So we got to get Kronk back on the air. That served him a four-game winning streak. So
yeah, I'll get his juices back going here for a little winning streak again.
Fort Morgan beats up on Roosevelt. Fort Morgan was due to smash somebody. They took it out on the Riders, 17-8. Senior Braden Fajardo, three hits, five runs driven in for Fort Morgan. Jesse Campa, another senior, hit a home run, and he drove in four runs as well. So Fort Morgan, the number nine team, that's a team you're going to have to deal with come postseason time.
It sure is.
Let's see. Thompson Valley. They get a roll. They beat Berthoud yesterday 8-2. So number 13, Thompson Valley gets the win. Garrett Hendrickson, 2-for-3, a home run, four RBIs for the Thompson Valley Eagles. And the other one in the Long's Peak yesterday, Severance, 7-0 over Frederick. Guess who was on the hill, Bruce? Severance, could it be Carson Fagan?
Carson Fagan. I'm grasping.
I know.
There.
I knew.
Yes,
I knew
it
you
was
were
Carson,
there.
Yep. Carson Fagan can flat out play baseball.
UMary commit 5-1 now with about a 1.1 ERA. Five innings, two hits, and the shutout, nine Ks yesterday.
How fun is it? Let's just move on 2 to 3 years down the road.
Sure.
When all these Northern Colorado guys are going to be the crux of that University of Mary team.
No kidding.
They have just come down here and recruited so well, and a couple of our guys are redshirting this year.
Yep.
Up at U of Mary, but big plans for a lot of Northern Colorado kids in that program.
Yeah, Logan Mosier, Bryce Leafgren, and I think Zach Cook is also, they're all redshirting, yeah. So that'll be interesting. Yeah, that'll be fun. It'll be the Northern Colorado baseball, you know, the annex down here. They'll all be up in beautiful Bismarck, North Dakota. Fagan also yesterday, this is the thing for Carson. He can do it at the plate, on the mound. Yeah. Be interesting to see what happens to him at the next level if they take the bat out of his hands. Double, 3-for-4 at the plate yesterday. So continues to kill it. NCAA conference yesterday, nothing really to speak of. Next for Windsor tomorrow against Greeley West, and the Wiz play Erie. The Erie's the team that they're probably going to have to beat in here. Erie 7-0 in league play. Windsor is 9-1 at this point. Windsor plays Erie the last two games of the season, the home and home in that one. So look out. It could be. We talk about the Long's Peak maybe being decided in the last week. Maybe the NCAA is as well.
A lot of great action these next 3 weeks.
5 FRL, let's see, Legacy. How about Legacy just tore up Rocky Mountain yesterday? 8-run first inning for the Lightning, the number one team in the state against number 7 Rocky, 16-2. Here it is. Here's the win. Lightning had 4 home runs in the game. The Lobos had 4 hits in the game.
I'll tell you, Legacy must be a special team.
I guess so. They have catapulted right to the number one spot.
They sure have. Boom. And when Rocky takes on an opponent, you usually look for a good game. And when I saw that score 16-2, I was, wow, Legacy must be really good.
Boy, no doubt about it. Pooter and Loveland went yesterday. Loveland's up to number 13. And Greg Brock's team, a 13-3 win over Pooter. Junior Walker Emmons got the win. You put Emmons with Harstad and Vogeser, that's a pretty good threesome.
Yep. And you know, when you have that kind of staff, if the games get backed up at all,
sure,
that gives staffs like that an advantage.
Fossil Ridge gets the win over Fairview 10-6. Mark Wagner's team, the Fort Collins Lambkins, won at Boulder by a football score, 14-10. Couple of home runs in the ballgame. Sean Toger, Blake Smotherman, both went deep in the ballgame for Collins, who, don't forget, Collins snuck in. They went all the way to the Final Four last year. All right, that's baseball yesterday. Let's do this. Let's break away right now. We'll come back. We're going to get to the list of former Colorado Prep stars now in the MLB. Bruce has got that list. We'll talk about it when we come back. Thank you, of course, to PWI, Performance and Wellness Institute. That's Ryan Wasilowski. They call him Waz out there. He is a exercise physiologist, athletic department specialist for the last 5 years in NOCO. PWI is your own customized, individualized and personalized fitness and performance center located in the heart of Greeley. For all that they do, services, trainer bios, testimonials, go to pwitraining.com. We love them, thank them for their sponsorship here on Clark and the Coach. Back in a moment from the Allo Communications Studios here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 1310 KFKA. Eleven 27. Welcome back to the program here. Clark and the Coach coming to you live from the Allo Communications Studios here at KFKA. I want to thank my good friends at AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. They're killing it, man. Don Scott knocked this thing out of the park, got it going 40 years ago, 1983. Don, number one store in the region. He just crafted it. Great. It just comes down to great customer service and great expertise with your car and being honest every time they're in front of you. It's great stuff. They do it for me. They do it for my family. They'll do it for you as well. In Loveland, Dave Martin, been out with Don since 1995. Now in Loveland, right across from the Sam's Club on Eisenhower there. Lance Pickett is the guy in Fort Collins that's doing it. He's been with Dave for 30 years. Talk about guys that have been doing it at the same place for so long. These three guys, you can trust everybody there. Ali in the Fort Collins shop worked on my car the other day, did me some extra favors. Great stuff. AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. Love them. Look them up, folks. They are putting the care back into car care. Let's go here and get to our list of Colorado high school. These are born and raised in Colorado guys that went to Colorado high schools. And now are have been at least had a cup of coffee in the majors. And Coach, I will let you take this over. I'm going to feed you the guys' names, and then you tell me what you know about them. And if there's any, you know so much more about life and baseball and history than I do, or I can remember. I'm going to kind of let you go down this, but some of these names.
Well, baseball's
are cool.
Kind of my thing.
It is your thing.
You know,
thing.
People don't. Out there, see me as a basketball coach.
You do, yeah, you do.
Baseball's my favorite
yeah,
sport.
You've been in a couple basketball gymnasiums,
I've
though,
been in
right?
A few, okay. And I'll be in another one this afternoon. In fact, Clark, I have 3 straight hours of training.
Do you really? Look at that.
This afternoon. But, hey, I will be checking scores, baseball, see what things are going on.
Your camps and your clinics and your private teaching, where can people go to get on a hook for that?
BeyondSportsCamps.com and text me or call me at 303-908-0405.
All right, let's go down the list here. From Regis High School, Ty Block. Everybody knows that name right now. Killing it for the Rockies right now.
Well, Ty Block is a pitcher that attended Regis High School, went through Tommy John, sat out the 2020 season, just now getting back into the groove. A great pickup, in my opinion, by the Rockies. You know, you hear of the major guys signing and the big contracts, but Ty Block already has a 4-inning save for the Rockies and a Regis graduate.
All right, these are almost all in alphabetical order. You're amazing. David Bodie, remember calling this guy's games at Faith Christian. He's a Cubs player. Talk about David a little bit.
Well, a great utility player for the Cubs. I'm not sure if he's on the active roster to start this year, but I remember having him some huge hits. He had a home run against the Rockies at Coors Field. And one of those Faith Christian guys, they've put out some outstanding players for a small school,
sure,
similar to Eaton and Chicago Cub.
Ryan Burr, I don't know this kid. It's a Highland kid. Man, boy, we have a great connection with the folks and a lot of great sponsors out in Alt as well. He's a White Sox.
No, this is Highlands Ranch.
Oh, Highlands Ranch. Okay,
Highlands
thank
Ranch,
you for that.
Down in.
Oh, it says Highland R right there. Yeah. Okay, there we go. I got you, Bruce.
But I'm not that familiar, sure, with Ryan, but has had, I know, at least a cup of coffee with the White Sox and that area of the state also. That southeast metro area just creates terrific athletes and players. And here's another guy that a lot of people haven't probably heard a lot about, but Ryan Burr out of Highlands Ranch. This next guy, I think people are familiar with.
A few people know this guy. How about Kyle Freeland, a TJ product and you know, one of the best pitchers in the Rockies, no question. And he did. I mean, he didn't have great stuff yesterday, but enough to keep the Rockies in the ballgame and get him for a win.
That's just the kind of pitcher Kyle Freeland has become. Mostly consistent. Had a little tough luck in his second start for the Rockies, but just signed a $64 million extension with
That's
the
right.
Rockies. So he's going to be a Rocky in all probability for at least the next 5 years. Thomas Jefferson out of the Denver Prep League graduate. Here's a thing about Kyle Freeland. He's an athlete.
Sure.
This guy
great golfer,
is a
you said, right?
great
oh,
golfer, yeah. Near a scratch golfer, if not scratch. Saw a video of him during the COVID period, just chipping kind of in his basement into a small little area. And one of those guys that he picks up a bat, picks up a ball, picks up a club. He's a terrific athlete.
Absolutely. We're going to have to get through most of it. I'm going to pick out some of the bigger names. Kevin Gossman, of course, a Giant last year. Now he's with the Blue Jays. He's a Grandview product.
He is a Grandview product and an LSU product. Kyle Freeland also, played at Evansville and was the number one draft choice. Kevin Gossman, a number one draft pick out of LSU. was just terrific in the Southeastern Conference. Now with the Blue Jays, number one pick of the Orioles, has also played now, you know, with the Giants a year ago, and now with the Blue Jays, and has become the ace of that staff.
All right. Well, let's get to him. Marco Gonzalez, all he did was win four titles at Rocky. Is he the ace now for Seattle? I mean,
well, I think if he's not the ace, yep, he's their stability. Just what Marco gives you is he's such a cerebral pitcher along with his athletic ability. I remember back when Marco Gonzalez was a freshman playing for Scott Bullock's Lobos. Big game against the Wheat Ridge Farmers. Wheat Ridge had their best hitter up. I think the bases were loaded. Full count, and Marco throws a changeup to win the game. And since then, he went on to win four straight titles with the Lobos, something just unprecedented in high school baseball. And a terrific career at Gonzaga.
Absolutely.
And number one draft pick. He was the 21st draft pick overall by the St. Louis Cardinals, and then traded in a major trade to Seattle. And I think Marco being a Gonzaga graduate really was attractive to Jerry DePoto and the Mariners to complete that trade.
All right, here's a guy I saw on the tube the other night, Mark Melancon, pitching for the Diamondbacks. He went to Golden High School.
Mark Melancon was a terrific high school athlete, played basketball for John Anderson at the time for the Golden Demons, was a University of Arizona attendee, and then a high draft pick, became an all-star for the Pittsburgh Pirates. He's on his ninth team right now. I believe this is his 17th year in
that's
the
a journeyman.
Major League, but he's been the closer in so many of those teams. He was a Yankee. He was a Brave. Just on and on. But what a terrific year. And I know John Anderson, his former basketball coach, was able to go to one of the All-Star games and had pictures taken with Mark and the kids and things like that. But terrific guy, and now probably on the tail end of his career with the Diamondbacks.
All right, that's good stuff. We're gonna come back with this list. Our phones are out here, so doesn't look like we're gonna be able to get. Either of the two Eaton Juniors on with Ryder True and Tate Smith. So with that the case, I was looking at this big list. We can just keep plodding through the list right here. So don't go anywhere. Bruce and I are going to come back, talk more about these former high school stars out here in Colorado heading on to the major leagues. Bruce, what do you got?
And text us if you know of other guys that we haven't mentioned yet.
Hit that Mosier Funeral Service text line.
At 888-530-0043.
All right, from the Allo Communications Studios, Clark and a Coach on a Wednesday. Let's go Rockies today. What do you say? We're coming back in a moment. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, welcome back. Clark and a Coach here on a Wednesday. I am not a big Comcast fan. I'll just be right up front with you. Comcast, who is in charge of running our phones here. Our phones are out, and so as we go to break, we're shooting out the text line to you. And, you know, Bruce, sometimes I don't put two and two together, and the text line is a phone line. Yeah, we don't have that either today.
So if you have texted us,
yes,
and we have not replied to the text,
we don't like you.
It's because we can't see your text right now.
Boy, you know why the phone lines and internet aren't working?
Who's that guy? Is that God?
Is that the best producer we have on this show?
Kirkpatrick, what do you got for us?
Well, I'm just saying that we're brought to you by Allo Communications.
That's
we're
right.
In the Allo Communications Studios.
So we need to.
If you want better internet and phones, Allo Communications.
Look at Micah, you're on the ball right here. Allo Communications, now, it's interesting, too. They have made their presence felt here in Northern Colorado because I see so many of their vehicles out here now.
I was going to say the same thing, yep. Clark, since they became the studio sponsor, and now I'm driving through Greeley, and all I see these pickups.
Absolutely.
With Allo Communications.
Which proves the point, Bruce.
And they are they're humming right now. They're getting after
it. If we're talking about you on 1310 KFK, 103.1 and 1310 KFK, you're going places, baby. And
that's right.
And Allo Communications surely is. Let's do a trade right now. Let's be the GM and trade Comcast for Allo. Let's do that. Micah? He's just looking at me like I've lost my mind.
Micah saying,
I don't make decisions around here, but I have to say, after today, I love Allo Communications.
Yeah, I love them a lot more today than I did yesterday.
You know, and I regret, I signed a contract with for my internet at home with Comcast, and I regret that.
Did you
a
have
couple
a choice?
Months later, Allo Communications shows up.
Yeah. Did you have a choice at that time?
I didn't.
Yeah.
I could have waited.
Yeah. A lot of complexes, especially apartment complexes, they have one provider, and you got to go with them, and it's like you're just handcuffed. So you know where you're not handcuffed is when you choose an insurance agent. A 1.6 billion insurance agents out there. It's about the experience, and it's about the customer service. It's about your agent answering your phone call and putting you as a priority. That's what Miranda Simpson does at State Farm Insurance. 17 years out here with State Farm. She's local. She'll get to know you, put you in the perfect coverage, explain it to you so you know what you're in and what you're out of, and then you can sleep at night. It's a wonderful thing. Miranda Simpson, C Love's sister, Chris Love, who's now the basketball coach for the girls team over at Eaton High School.
The new head girls basketball for the Eaton Reds. Chris Love.
Absolutely. His
sister. We're going to have him on Friday, by the way.
Well, I'm going to tell him I've got an insurance gal for him. So, Miranda Simpson.
I bet he's well insured.
I bet he knows her, too. Miranda Simpson, Chris's sister. She's State Farm. 17 years, like I said. 223-8700 Miranda Simpson State Farm Insurance. All right, let's get back to the list. We have time here today. And also, I talked to both Tate Smith and Ryder True at the break. Going to get both of those young men on tomorrow.
Good.
If Comcast has...
if we have phone lines.
If they're back in the game. So we'll see. All right, we left off. Let's get to Lucas Gilbreth. Went to Legacy High School. We're talking about another Rocky, right?
We are. The Rockies have incorporated some Colorado pitchers. Ty Block, Kyle Freeland, and Lucas Gilbreth has joined the Rockies as well. He's been on a little rehab assignment down in Albuquerque for Coach Frank Gonzalez with the Isotopes, but I believe he's possibly back today and will be back in that bullpen, that strengthened bullpen for the Rockies. But, good career. Lucas went to a college where you don't, I guess maybe you don't think of many guys, but the University of Minnesota.
Oh, Minnesota,
big,
look at that.
Big Ten school.
Oh, you bet.
Quality program and played for the Gophers up there.
Think of Minnesota, I automatically go to think of you know,
Dave
the
Winfield.
Oh, well, you think of Winfield, of course. One of the, God, was it Salazar who went for the wrestler out at Windsor who went to Minnesota, I think. One of those kids did, one of the two four-peaters out there.
We weren't on the same page
We weren't.
Dave Winfield,
you know, Bruce,
wrestling.
You're starting to figure this out. You're not on the same page as me a lot of times because I'm in space camp in left field sometimes. I go to the Bahamas, take a little trip out there. It's good. You ought to join me. Let's get to the next one. J.D. Hammer. This is a Fort Collins kid. Talk to me about J.D. I remember calling J.D.'s games.
Yeah, J.D. Hammer, Fort Collins, was with the Phillies, and now he is with the Rockies.
Triple A?
Triple A organization in Albuquerque. So has kind of hooked up with, reunited with Frank Gonzalez, two Fort Collins guys. Frank, of course, who we had on earlier in the year. The pitching coach of the Isotopes down in Albuquerque.
All right, here is a University of Tennessee product. We're talking about Chase Headley here. What high school was he at?
He went to Fountain Fort Carson.
He did. Okay, all right.
And the reason I listed him is this guy was just a stud.
He was. I remember him at the playing for the Padres.
Padres, yeah. All-star, played at the University of Tennessee. But yes, a Colorado connection.
Wow, holy cow. Jordan Holloway, Ralston Valley product, who is in the Mariner system.
Yeah, he's in the Mariner system. I don't believe Jordan attended college. I think he may have signed out of high school, but a Ralston Valley product.
Pierce Johnson, Missouri State, went to college, a Faith Christian product, and he's landed in the Padres organization.
Yeah, no, he's had a terrific career. He's been, I believe, with the Giants and the Padres. As you said, Clark attended Missouri State, another one of those terrific baseball players that played at Faith Christian and had an outstanding high school career.
Here's another one, another Regis kid, too. And I didn't know that he was a Colorado kid all along. I'm watching him play for the Mets, David Peterson. This guy's had a terrific MLB career.
Yes, he has. David attended, after Regis, attended the University of Oregon.
Oh, he's a duck.
And now with the Mets, and very nice career.
Let's see. I can't read this one. Taylor
and Tyler Rogers.
Oh, the Rogers. Okay, yeah. Chatfield guys, Padres and Giants. Talk about the Rogers a little bit.
Well, the Rogers from Chatfield High School. Taylor attended the University of Kentucky before moving on to professional baseball. Tyler attended Austin Peay in Tennessee. And both are having outstanding careers. Fun to read some of the stories on these guys. When I believe it was Tyler playing for the Giants, when Taylor was with the Twins, Taylor actually came to the ballpark.
Wow.
And was in the stands.
Oh, terrific stuff.
So people are looking and they are saying, "What are you doing?" Not knowing that they were twin brothers.
See, I didn't come along for the ride on that one right away. Now I get it. That's hilarious.
So, you know, I'm sure growing up, did you ever want to be
yes.
a twin?
Yes, just for that reason.
Just for that reason. Yeah. That
and I would not stop. As long as he looked like me, we'd get through life doing that.
You go take the test.
That's right. I'd say that
I'm
a
not
lot.
Ready. Yeah. You go take the test.
Right. Wouldn't that be great? Hey, I don't feel like going to school today. Be me today. Yeah.
But yeah, these guys, you know, I asked Coach Aragon if these guys developed the submarine type action.
Sure.
In high school, and he thought that was post high school.
Is that right?
The forte. These guys can both come out of the pen and shut guys down.
Dakota Ridge Products, Steve Wilson, he's a Padres guy, went to Santa Clara. I now know three people who have gone to Santa Clara. My high school girlfriend went to Santa Clara. Dan Pastorini. I know that because when I visited my girlfriend at Santa Clara, they have a Dan Pastorini field out there. So now I know three. Steve Wilson.
Houston Oilers, Dan Pastorini.
That's right. That's right. Steve Wilson is the guy we're talking about, though. Padres product.
Yeah, Padres product. And I don't know a lot about Steve's career. But another guy that has surfaced from Colorado preps into the major leagues.
All right. Here's two I knew about. Yes, sir. Andy Burns. We've heard this name a lot. Rocky Mount, one of the best players in the history ever. You got to throw Marco in there, right? But Andy Burns, if you're talking non-pitcher, is Andy Burns the best player ever to come out of Rocky Mountain High School?
I would think so. With that team, there were several guys that were just outstanding players. Going back to Jake Stewart, who was their center field.
Jake Stewart was great. Yeah.
That played in the Detroit Tiger organization after graduating from Stanford. Jake actually turned down a really good contract by the Phillies out of high school, decided to attend Stanford, and then played in the Tigers organization. Andy Burns, I love Andy Burns for his perseverance in the Dodgers organization. Currently AAA player and been up and down with the Rogers. Made a little history with the Dodgers.
He did. Knocked this one out of the park for us. What did he do?
Well, he got one of his first base hits or a hit,
yep.
And then also pitched an inning.
As a fielding player coming onto the hill in a crazy game.
One of those rare moments where the Dodgers were getting blown out.
Tyler Stevens, this kid, terrific, no doubt about it. New Mexico College guy, Tyler Stevens, was out at Rocky. Think Tyler and Jake Nelson, who played at
New Mexico.
Both went to New Mexico. Jake was an Eaton kid, but Tyler had success and went on to play. You know, went on to the pros. Where did he? Triple A. Where do you think?
Marlins with the Marlins.
Yep.
So that's our list. Maybe we'll have some Texas waiting for us on some other guys as well. But
as soon as we switch to Allo Communications,
20 guys.
Yeah, no good. Bruce, I appreciate that, man. Great work on that. If you folks, like Bruce said, just circle them, put them on the fridge for now. And when our phones are up and our text is up, we get that rocking and rolling for you. All right. Thank you to Quality Well and Pump, folks. Got you bookended out there on Highway 85 in Alt and LaSalle. Give them a call today. Anything that has to do with water, irrigation needs, Quality Well and Pump, 353-3118. We're coming back in a moment to wrap things up here. Clark and the Coach on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Welcome back to the program. Final segment. We have about 80 seconds with you. Clark and the Coach, Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick with you from the Allo Communications Studios. Thank you to Ryder True and Tate Smith for standing by their phones today. We'll get with those kids tomorrow, but fun list today going forward. Don't forget 3:30 tomorrow, Wiggins and DCA, Dayspring Christian Academy on Preps Baseball. Today, as soon as we get off here, Rich Eisen for a half hour from 12 to 12:30, and then it's time for Jerry Schimmel, Jack Horrigan, Rockies baseball coming up against the Phillies today. Herman Marquez goes and gets a win, right, Bruce?
Absolutely. You know, and Brady and Tanner are down at Coors Field. I'm a little jealous.
Yeah. I'm telling Brady and Tanner right now, if...
I'm probably the biggest Rockies fan in this building.
If the Rockies go down 5 or 6 runs, go out and light the field on fire, because I'm going to need something to stop that game if that's the case. We will talk to you guys tomorrow. As I said, Rich Eisen next, and then the Rockies all coming up. Don't forget about Rockies Rundown Thursdays with Tanner Schwint and Jerry Schimmel every Thursday at 2 o'clock. All that good stuff coming to you right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.